It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's talk about these Astros. They fell yesterday to the Giants with it was a really good pitching performance for the Giants in that one. But, yeah, unfortunately, a loss nonetheless. Not nearly as bad as the Texas Rangers took. I'm just going to say that. They got absolutely smacked. 7-2 loss to the San Francisco Giants with, just some really good pitching from Jordan Hicks, tapping 100 consistently. Mm-hmm. But I think more importantly, you got one more extra base hit, if memory serves, from Isak Paredes, which was a really nice one. It was nice
to
see
it. So that's three if you're counting. We need to get to the point where you don't know exactly how many extra base hits this team has.
Right. And I say that.
They got three.
I say that to maybe overreact, but mm-hmm. I say that to also tee up. Question. How optimistic are you that the Astros will turn it around and get on a roll after what we've seen thus far, especially offensively?
So what falls into the it's early category, and what legitimately you're already kind of going, I don't know how optimistic I am about this.
I mean, four games is still objectively early. It's still
way early.
But I feel like when we get to, I don't know, three, four series is mm-hmm. when we start kind of putting some things together.
There. Yeah. And we learned last year we can go 3-4 months and then all of a sudden things
I would prefer
change.
You not go 3 or 4 months. Yes. I don't know if I'm alone in that preference, but mm-hmm. I'd very much prefer that 3-4 months is not the way that the Astros go about trying to figure themselves out.
Well, okay, so let's get to some, sort of, parameters, some context here. The Astros have 8 runs in 4 games.
Is that good?
That is not good.
Okay.
Is it? I feel like obviously this is going to change. I think everybody would agree with that. But how do you feel about just in general the offense? Not just the 8 runs in 4 games, but the, Yordan. Well, he's looking at some sinkers a lot right now, isn't he? He's swinging and missing at a lot of sinkers in the zone. Christian Walker's hitting the ball pretty well.
He's hitting it hard
at people.
I think he is top. Mm-hmm. He's top 5, maybe mm-hmm. top 3. I remember on the broadcast for Space City Home Network mm-hmm. When it comes to exit velocity coming off the bat is just not always fine in grass for him. So, like, those are things like that make
you go. That's going to change.
Yeah, eventually those will find places to land. But, and I early on, especially in that first series, I was like, all right, I feel good that at least it seems like they're building innings even if they're not putting up extra base hits.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily continued. Again, an incredibly, incredibly small sample.
Yeah.
I still look at the guys, I mean, like, Yordan Alvarez is batting, get this, a robust
0.83.
Like, a 0.083. There's no way.
No way.
There's no way that remains the case, right? I mean, Isak Paredes, who it feels like every time you're seeing the pull hit, the pull hitting, but it's just maybe down the foul line or just warning track power. That feels like you'll see that kind of shift in some ways. It just looks like the top of the order and like the meat of your order of the lineup. There's still so much to be wrung out of it that I'm not losing my mind about it.
Yeah, let me go through some things that I'm like, okay, don't worry about this. It's gonna be fine.
All right, go ahead and try and assuage.
Just my opinion, but you tell me if you agree. Yordan, don't worry about it.
Agreed. Strong agree.
Christian Walker, don't worry about it.
That one's the easiest one for sure.
Yeah. Starting pitching, don't worry about it. I think they've been pretty good.
The starting pitching has been great.
It's been dang good, and there might be some more. You know, help on the way. Starting pitching, don't worry about it.
Can I give you a stat?
Yes, please.
Because I've been having fun with Baseball Reference last night. And you know how they have like the plus stats with like OPS plus or ERA plus, where they try and take this stat and they break it down into like a more basic way where 100 is average, right? 100 is average. Below that is below average.
Yeah.
Above that, obviously, above average. When it comes to ERA plus, which again, 4-game sample size is going to skew this to some degree. The top team in ERA plus is the Chicago White Sox with 4.05 ERA plus. The pitching has been very, very good. Second, the Houston Astros with a 3.04. Like, the pitching has been astounding. And you see it. Like, you see it with the way that they're pitching. In fact, even Ronald Blanco in that game yesterday was, I mean, I think the stuff was pretty good. Like, you ask Joe Spott and he'll tell you the stuff was pretty solid. He just, you know, the location was a little tough for him, and then really, most importantly, you know, when runners were on the base pass, like, you know, obviously walks can be an issue for him, and then you got the runners on the base pass, and he didn't control that all that well. But outside of that, like, he actually was pretty damn good, and then you put that on top of the first three pitchers that you had that had been incredible in their, like, the pitching, the starting pitching, absolutely is going to be fun.
A couple more. I can very comfortably say, don't worry about it. I think Jeremy Peña is going to be at minimum what he's been the last 2-3 years. You know, maybe not take off to an altogether, you know, career year, but I think he's going to be he's going to be solid. I think he's comfortable there, etc. How do you feel about Isak Paredes right now? I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, I still feel good about it. Like, and especially because his particular mechanics were broken down so much and analyzed in such a strong way, you see some of those things come into play. You see the pull hitting. You're seeing the great at-bats, like, you know, the great discipline that he shows. And then he's another one that's getting strong exit velocity when he gets it, just maybe just underneath it, not quite the right launch angle, which was the, I think that was the thing that got him on the double off the Crawford boxes, right?
Yeah.
I think that was just the got him on that was the launch angle. So I feel good.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
About him in particular, and a fair question is asked from the 832. Are we looking at the season's offensive numbers more closely just because of last year's bad start? And I can't say that fully because this team, again, you can start, yeah. You can actually break down the, you know, the number of extra base hits on your hands, or I believe maybe on one hand, if memory serves me correctly.
Yes, one
double checked it, right? So I think that particular thing, I think, is part of it. But I don't think that it's something to jump out the gym about.
Now, let's get to some things where, as much as it's way early, incredibly early, you might still be going, I don't know how much better this is going to be. Okay, remember all throughout the spring coming into the year, wasn't that long ago, it was last week, where we're like, all right, I think they're going to be a little more selective. I think they're going to be a little bit better with their plate discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now, they have 16 walks and 33 strikeouts. They are not the plate discipline team that we were hoping they would be. Maybe they're just kind of pressing a little bit to try to get their, you know, the good start and all that other stuff. They also they lead the league by a wide margin. I was channeling you. I was looking at some of these advanced numbers that are out there. They lead the league by a wide margin in ground ball outs. Like, they're just swinging and hammering the ball into the ground, which had me thinking a little bit, or opposing pitchers, you know, maybe figuring something out about the Astros and sinkers and breaking balls low in the zone and all that other stuff. We'll find out. But a lot of ground balls, a lot of strikeouts, not as many walks. I don't know if I feel real good about them turning that around.
Can I try and help you feel better about that?
Yes, sir.
Those 23 strikeouts represent a below league average
33 strikeouts. 16 walks, 33 strikeouts.
That is not what I am seeing on Baseball Reference at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
I am seeing 23 strikeouts.
Okay.
Which is below the league average of 29.
Mm-hmm.
The walks that I'm seeing again on Baseball Reference is 13 walks, and that is just above the league average of 12.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like, I'm not saying that that is the best thing in the world, but as of right now, and maybe this is just not updated, mm-hmm. which would be weird because, I mean, you had a whole game yesterday, but yeah, I mean, you're in a place where I'm looking at it and I'm like, I feel like you're still near, okay, yes, 33 strikeouts. I guess it did not update the page, but that is still below league average
mm-hmm.
in that way. And then the walks, when you look at it, are just at league average,
yeah.
16, right? So, yeah, man, you're still in that place where you're around average, and this is when it's very obvious that the offense has not started mm-hmm. off hot. Like, this has started off very cold offensively. It's very evident. So
yeah.
I think that once you find... obviously pitchers are not afraid to throw at you right mm-hmm. now because you've not made them pay. If you've got Yordan swinging in a big way, and if you've got
yeah.
some of these guys, you know, really putting the ball into play, getting hits, getting extra base hits, I think that changes approaches towards you where you maybe have more of the walks that help you.
It's something to watch. And then the other thing, I think this is every team in the league. It's not just the Astros, but we were keenly focused on the Astros relievers. Rafael Montero did not have a good night. And that is
the final reliever to get out there.
That's a sore spot that goes back to 2022. So we'll see. Keep an eye on the relievers, especially back end, you know, which made things exciting already.
Yeah, I'm just obviously coming from a more optimistic point mm-hmm. of view, but it does feel like there's still opportunity for them to be better. How much better, I think it ends up being the more important question, because I mean, you're still looking at a lineup where you have damn near all righties, mm-hmm. right? And you don't have a lot of variety there to kind of switch things up, and you're really depending on some guys, including Yordan Álvarez, who
yeah.
you know, can be a little boomer bust. That is a fair assessment to make of him as well. So these things, and it is weird that they're all kind of slumping out the gates for the most part.
Yeah.
It's baseball, man. It's a long season. These are things where you can't afford to take the smallest sample and, you know, run with it, because you'll pull your hair out
mm-hmm.
before you even get to a Midsummer Classic, you know?
And I guess it's just amplified, magnified more because, you know, you lost some very crucial players, and you're sort of feeling like, all right, are these new guys going to be able to pick up the slack?
And I think that ends up being some of the thing early, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you look over at the Cubs, and as much as we were like, haha, opening day didn't look all that good.
Yeah.
Don't look now.
Yeah.
Kyle Tucker done hit home runs in back-to-back-to-back games.
Yep.
You know, like that, those are the things where you go, oh, well, that would have been nice if you have a pitch of a player hitting like that. Although, to be fair, all the Cubs have been hitting really well. And maybe you just look up and you go, hey, you faced off against a Mets team that clearly was pitching pretty well. And then you got a Jordan Hicks, who is a Houstonian, who apparently played, who pitched out of his mind. I know last year he had pitched in like the fours, like his ERA was in the fours, and looked like a four ERA pitcher last night. I'll tell you that for damn
sure.
He
was smoking.
Yeah, he was what they call shoving.
Yes, he was.
That's what they call it, I believe. But yeah, they'll be back at it again today, and we get a chance to see Hayden Wesneski. I'm super intrigued.
I am too.
By what Hayden Wesneski looks like, because the stuff looked really good, and he seems like there's been a lot of praise for him. What does the Astros' fifth starter look like? We get a chance to see that today. Although it did stink to not get the win in the City Connect 2.0s. Like, I thought that would be a nice thing to debut them in that way, but hey, it is what it is. You keep moving. All right. Somebody
it
said,
is what?
It is what it is.
Oh, okay.
And you keep moving. I just wanted that to be very clear. Ocho, don't do that. Yordan Alvarez is the Jalen Green of the Astros. Don't do that. That's not even the same. With all due respect to Jalen Green, Yordan Alvarez is easily one of the best hitters in the league, and it's widely regarded. Don't
that's
do that.
A good line, though. I got to give him credit.
All right. I guess, fair enough. A good line, but no, we're not doing that. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about what's popping, including Kyle Tucker doing it. We'll talk about that more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.